Hi everyone, we are going to do porch meditation today on to-do list. We have to deal with a lot of things every day, but we often feel that there is not enough time, which leads to time anxiety. The goal of porch meditations is to give you some space from all the things pressing in on you, so you can start to give some thought about what you have to do, your priority, and some new ways of getting it all done, thus help us to ease our time anxiety. So today, I went to the gardens near my house to do these porch meditations. When I see white scenery of the sky and the beautiful flower and plant around me, it can relieve our time anxiety. When doing porch meditations, there are a few important points to pay attention to. 1. Leave your workplace and go to the outdoor porch to absorb fresh air, because the oxygen content in the room is certainly not as high as that in the air on the porch outside. Oxygen is the food of the brain, and when we don't feed ourselves enough oxygen, we are most likely to fall into time anxiety. But if you don't have a porch, like me, you can go to a park or gardens near your home and sitting on a bench in a park or a garden. Or you can go to a quiet tea shop or cafe with a table near a window. Or you can visit to a tall building with access to a top floor observation decks that open to the sky. All these places are suitable for porch meditations. The point is that the air is fresh and the environment is quiet. So today, I went to the gardens near to my house. Second rule, no cell phone, no laptop. Instead, a little notebook to write idea in and write a to-do list. Third rule, porch meditation shouldn't take more than 10 or 15 minutes. If more than that, we might going to start feeling like time anxiety too. Fourth rule, be relaxed, but also be focused. Porch meditation, apart from just to take a break, you are here to tackle all the things that you are going to do during the rest of the day. Fifth rule, consciously rest your eye. Allow the work that most of us do all day involve staring at phone or laptop screen for a long period of time. So now please, let your eye staring off in the distance. Do let your eye rest on some beautiful scenery. You can also focus on some green plant like I'm doing now, or on the blue sky, or anything off in the distance that makes you feel more relaxed. So please search a thing that can relax your eye and look on it. Okay, now let's do a review. What are the things you must accomplish today? And I will give you some time now to write down what you need to do today. So start to write your to-do list. Okay. I have 5 items on my to-do list. How about yours? So when you have finished, create the to-do list. Think about them carefully and divide the item inside your to-do list into few level as below. Is the task that you're going to do is important and urgent? Or is important but not urgent? Is not important nor urgent? Is there anything that doesn't need to be done at all? Or what doesn't need to be done by today? So then you put a number next to each item, deciding which one you want to get done before the next. You can divide it into number from 1 to 10. For example, 1 is important and urgent, 10 is not important nor urgent. And if there are just too many items to go to get them done, then cut the one from the end of the list. You won't have time to finish. So I give you some time, then do the numbering, do the priority. Okay, at the end, you need to decide how to deal with the item listed under the to-do list for the rest of the day. So please write down the time needed to complete on your listed item. For example, to complete it in 30 minutes, an hour, or 2 hours. So I give you some time to write down the time expected to complete your listed to-do list. Okay, when your porch meditation time is up, do come back your house and get back to work. If you keep taking this kind of break on a regular basis, you will find that your time anxiety is reduced. Of course, if we want porch meditation to be effective for us every time, which is can help us to relieve our time anxiety, then we must remember to plant the seeds of deeper cause. And what kind of seeds are they? Just 1 or 2 days before we deep porch meditations, we need to plant not rushing other people's seeds. Always tell them to take their time, no matter what we are doing and no matter how much we have to do. Develop such a daily habit, then we are planting the seeds to have an extremely peaceful and productive time out on the porch. Just try it, you will see. Have a good day and see you later.